Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the College Football Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 college football team previews. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And you can follow me on Twitter at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. Moving on with this edition of Scamessa Italia, we begin with the 5:30 kickoffs. We start with Cremonese at home to Torino. Cremonese have had a hard time of it so far, and things aren't going to get any easier here against Torino, who have had a solid start to the season. Torino are the 6-5 favourites to pick up the away win. It's 12-5 here on the draw. And Cremonese here are the 11-5 underdogs to win this game on the money line. I think Torino will get the win here and make things worse for Cremonese. Cremonese have lost both of their Serie A games so far this season, as well as four of their last five competitive matches. Torino have gone unbeaten through their last six away games, and they've won four of those. And what will be most concerning is the fact that Cremonese have faced 55 shots in their opening two fixtures, while only three Serie A sides have created more expected goals than their opponents in this game, Torino. So this is the recipe for a comfortable away win. We're happy just to take Torino here at 6-5 plus 120. If you shop around, there is plus 130 currently available. But this does look like a mismatch with a Torino team who are creating a lot of chances and have a decent away record, and a Cremonese team who have given away a ludicrous 55 shots at goal in the first couple of games. This looks like an away win for Torino. Tomorrow we'll take them at the best price of 13-10 plus 130. Up next, we move on to what is the game of the weekend as Jose Mourinho's Roma travel to Juventus. Juventus are the 5-4 favourites to pick up the home win here. It's 9-4 on the draw, and Mourinho's men are the 21-10 underdogs. I think Mourinho's men are obviously going to come here and sit in with a low block and look for a point. I'm not sure that Juve have the players and the personnel that they've had in previous years to unlock this Roma defence. If they do, I think it will be late on in the game. I think Roma will be able to survive at least the first 45 minutes. And with those tactics in play, the Mourinho tactics with the bus, I think we have a very solid play on the under It's 10 to 11 for yes, over 2.5 goals, and 10 to 11 for no. I'm certainly going to go for the no for the 2.5 goals. So we're going to take the under here, given the fact that Juve and Roma have both started the Serie A season with back-to-back clean sheets. So four games played between these two teams and not one of them have conceded a goal so far. You also look at the matchup between the two managers, Allegri and Mourinho. These are defensive masters when it comes to keeping a clean sheet. Eight of Roma's last nine competitive matches have all delivered under 2.5 goals. And each of the last six Serie A meetings between Juve and Roma in Turin, which is in Juventus, have also featured under 2.5 goals. So I think we have strong data for an under. I think the way this game is going to play out tactically is going to be Roma coming to Juve, setting up for a point, possibly nicking it, but be happy to take away a 0-0 draw. And I think the longer that goes, the stronger you'll play on the under goals, under gets, especially if you don't see a goal in the first half. So that's what we'll be rooting for here. Very, very boring thing to root for, but we're here to make money at the end of the day. And I think under 2.5 goals is the way to make money from this game, as I said, at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110 in what is the game of the weekend in Serie A between Juventus and Roma. Before we move on to the 7:30 p.m. kickoffs, let me let you guys know about WinBet, because if you're thinking of joining WinBet, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out WinBet. Their reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet on the MLB. Plus, WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also just released their first QB with 5 TDs prop bets. There's also so much more to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. So they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. This offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions are available at winbet.com. You must be 21 and older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also tell you about Odds Trader. What is Odds Trader? Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books to get the best possible deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. All you need to do to get involved is head over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader is the number one site for all your game day bets. And finally, let me tell you about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. We've teamed up with RYP to host a pool for our official Sports Gambling Podcast Network NFL Survivor Contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot. It's a $500 cash prize plus a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store, to the winner. Sign up today at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. And you can probably hear the sirens in the background, because it would be criminal to not take us up here on this deal. Moving on to the 7:45 Saturday kickoffs, we begin with the game between AC Milan and Bologna, where AC Milan are the 1-3 minus 300 favourites to win the game here at home. It's 9-2 on the draw. and Bologna are the 17-2 underdogs. It's difficult to find a play here for this game. I certainly think Milan are a worthy parlay piece. They didn't look great against Atalanta last weekend, and they were lucky to come away with a point. But sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because Milan are riding a very, very strong unbeaten run here. It's been a long time since they went down to Spezia on the 17th of January, and they will be pleased with their resilience and at least coming away with a point from a tough trip in Atalanta. They come home here and they should be able to pick up the points against Bologna. But I think the best way into this game in terms of betting would be to tack on the over 2.5 goals, because that 1-3 minus 300 then becomes a 10-11 bet. And I think there's strong data to support tacking on that over 2.5 total. AC Milan last tasted defeat in Serie A on January the 17th, which was a 2-1 defeat to Spezia. So I'm happy to ride them here despite a patchy performance last weekend. Both Milan and Bologna have seen over 2.5 goals scored in 5 of the last 8 competitive games. And Milan coming to this having won 7 of their last 8 league matches. And that was largely the reason why they won the title from Inter Milan last season. So we'll continue to ride Milan, particularly at home, until we see a reason not to. And we'll tack on the over 2.5 goals here, which takes us from the minus 300 money line play to a 10-11 with the over 2.5 goals tacked on here for this game between Milan and Bologna. Last game on Saturday is Spezia at home to Sassuolo. Sassuolo let us down last weekend. They didn't get anywhere near cashing that over. They're 5-4 favourites to win this game on the money line. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 19-10 here on Spezia. Last year, over 2.5 goals cashed in 30 of 38 games for Sassuolo. So I do think eventually that statistic will get right and we'll see loads of overs cashing. And off the back of not cashing one last weekend and also not cashing the both teams to score selection on the opening day of the weekend, because that is also a common bet for Sassuolo that cashes, I think we will get back on track here and cash both selections for this game. We're going to go with the over 2.5 goals available at 4-6 minus 150. For Spezia, it's also strong data, given that 8 of Spezia's last 9 competitive games have contained over 2.5 goals. Meanwhile, Sassuolo have seen 3 or more goals scored in 11 of the last 14 matches. And as I mentioned, in 30 of 38 games last season, only 2 Serie A sides have allowed more shots or expected goals than Spezia in their first 2 games of the season. So Sassuolo should be able to score a couple of goals here and come away with the win. But I still think they will concede once again, and therefore we take the over 2.5 goals here at 4-6 minus 150. I'm not comfortable locking this play up, so this won't be the lock at the end of the show, but I am comfortable sticking out the overs with Sassuolo given the previous data from previous years. Up next, we move on to Sunday, but before we do that, I just want to talk to you guys about Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You've probably already have a fantasy league on there. They just passed 4 million users. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. So guys, stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game and have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, you can join our listener group on Sleeper by going to sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Also, guys, let me let you know about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. This is expert tasted coffee. Trade's coffee team actually taste test thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every single day. There's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you, and Trade's human-powered algorithm will find it. Trade has delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. So getting back to Sunday's plays, we start with the 5:30 kickoffs, and we look at the game here between Salernitana and Sampdoria, where Salernitana are the 7-5 favourites to pick up a rare win here. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 19-10 here on Sampdoria. Difficult game to call because you'd think these two teams are both going to be down the bottom come the end of the season, scrapping to stay in the league. But both of them got solid results last weekend, so it's difficult to just assume that they're going to be down there, particularly Sampdoria with that home draw against Juve. Juve were unable to break Sampdoria down, and that was Sampdoria showing some resistance that they haven't shown as of late. So a very positive result coming into this game. I think looking at the data, you have to go with the under 2.5 goals here for this game. Under 2.5 goals have been scored in each of Salernitana's three competitive games so far this season. And Sampdoria have also seen a maximum 2 goals scored in each of their last 3 outings this season as well. Sampdoria have managed just 2 shots on target across their opening 2 fixtures in Serie A. That is very, very poor. I think we're looking at 2 poor attacking teams here. Yes, they both did very, very well last weekend to grind out 0-0 draws. But ultimately, it wouldn't surprise me to see another 0-0 here. So I think we're getting great value on the under here in this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Verona and Atalanta, where Verona are the 10-3 underdogs. It's 23-10 on the draw, and Atalanta are the 4-5 favourites. Although if you shop around, you can get them at 5-6 minus 120. I like Atalanta to get the win here, but I think the standout selection would be to take both teams to score at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Verona have seen both teams score in 12 of their last 14 competitive games. So whereas you would expect the Atalanta data to be strong, the data is also strong for Verona. The hosts have also conceded 10 goals in their 3 outings this season, losing 4-1 to Bari and 5-2 to Bologna on home soil. Atalanta have seen goals scored at both ends in 6 of their last 9 matches. So I love the over. I love both teams to score, and I like Atalanta to get the win here in this one and to continue their strong start to the season as they look to improve and emerge as genuine Champions League contenders. And I said that at the start of the season. I said this team had been written off too easily. They had one bad season. Prior to that, they've been relatively consistent. In fact, going into last season, a lot of people tipped them to win the league and they were massively disappointing. Well, they haven't become complete trash. There hasn't been an exodus of the top quality players at Atalanta. So I still expect them to be good and I still expect them to win games like this away to Verona. But at the same time, I also expect goals, which have been a trademark of Atalanta. And in this game, you have the data to support the opponent being involved in a heavy goal scoring game as well. The final game we're going to look at here is between Fiorentina and Napoli, where Fiorentina are the 23-10 underdogs. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 6-5 on Napoli. Napoli have had a great start to the season here so far, but I think the standout play here has to be on the over 2.5 goals, as there have been 32 goals scored in the last 7 head-to-head meetings between Fiorentina and Napoli. That means the last 7 fixtures have averaged over 4.5 goals a game, And we're getting the over 2.5 goals here at 4-6 minus 150. Fiorentina have scored two or more goals in each of their last four home matches, and six of Napoli's last seven competitive games have all contained over 2.5 goals. So I think we're in for a show here. I think we're going to see another high scoring game, and I think we're going to add to the 32 goals that have been scored in the last seven head-to-head meetings between these two teams. And as I said, that means that an average of 4.5 goals have been scored across those last seven meetings, with those 32 goals scored. And we're getting the over 2.5 goals here at a generous price, in my opinion, of 4-6 minus 150 for the final game we're going to look at here, the 7:45 on Sunday between Fiorentina and the current league leaders, Napoli. Before we close out with the lock here on the show, let me let you guys know about Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with your family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language sessions that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel's lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spain, French, German, and Italian, which will be useful if we ever do Scommessa Italia in Italian. Right now, you can save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP, that's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, it's language for life. And finally, before we close out with the lock, let me let you guys know about Elias. It's almost the start of the NFL season, and I love this time of year, and I'm sure you guys too. And if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. And that's why I highly recommend the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA and MLB. This is because Elias Game Plan is the only app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of US pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Take my advice and download the Elias Game Plan app today, with new features available all the time. Take your game to the next level. The NFL is right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Play Store today. Closing out with your lock on the show, it's a mixed bag here, because I really, really love a few games that are going to deliver some goals. And I really love a couple of games here where I'm heavy on the under. In the end, I've gone for the under. I've gone for the under in the game between Juventus and Roma. That is the game of the week, so I'm sure it's going to have loads of eyes on it. And now I've incentivized even more people to watch it, because under 2.5 goals between Juve and Roma is going to be the lock for this week. As I said, I see a very, very cagey 45 minutes. I don't think Juve are going to want to be counter-attacked by Roma, but I do think they're going to want to get the 3 points, and I think they're really going to push for it in the second half. Roma are going to set up with a low block. I think a 0-0 draw in Juve is going to be a good result. A 1-0 win is even better, and I think they won't try and steal the game until the last 30 minutes. So as long as we can navigate a dull 45-minute period, I think we're in a strong position for the under 2.5 goals. The data also supports our play, given that these two teams have played four games between them so far this season, and haven't conceded a single goal. Each of the last six Serie A meetings between the two in Juve have contained under 2.5 goals, and of course, eight of Roma's last nine competitive matches have also contained under 2.5 goals. So I think we have a very, very strong play on the under 2.5 goals. And as much as I love other plays, and I love even more exciting plays such as over 2.5 goals and both teams to score on this slate. And they will be featuring on my lockbetting.com card this weekend. We are going to go for a boring under here in the game of the week between Juventus and Roma. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.